Happy Friday, friend. Welcome back to another Ask Megan episode. We are going to dive into the listener mailbag and answer an interesting self-care question. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Megan. I have a question about weighted vests, and in particular, walking with a weighted vest. I'm seeing more of it on social media from different trainers about using a weighted vest. So I would like to know if you think there are a lot of benefits to it, especially if it's someone already carrying extra weight. How would you go about starting to do it if there are benefits, and any tips on purchasing one? Thank you.
Yeah, the weighted vests. I've been seeing them all over social media too. So this is a really good question, because anytime we get these new, like, popular exercise gadgets on the scene, you do kind of have to put up your feelers and be like, is this real? Like, is this actually worth investing in? And there are some exercise gadgets out there that are not worth your time or energy, but there are some others that are really great and things that I would recommend. So what about weighted vests? Well, recently I had a client that I've been working with for years, and she developed an inner ear issue. So kind of an infection in her inner ear that started impacting her balance and made her extremely nauseous. And it made it almost impossible to go through the movements of a regular workout. Walking was about all she could do. And this was someone who was so familiar with lifting really heavy weights. Like, the routines I would put together for her were like really heavy weightlifting routines, like 35, 40, 45 pounds of weightlifting. So going from doing that on a regular basis to only being able to walk while her ear was healing was really frustrating for her. And so I suggested that she go out and get herself a weighted vest so that she could at least go for the walks, like, be active, but have this extra load on her body where her body has to work just a little harder. So that's the thing with the weighted vest. That's the benefit of it, is that it's adding just a little extra load to your body so that your joints have to work a little bit harder. Your muscles have to push that load a little harder. Your heart even has to work harder, because anytime those muscles especially are having to work harder, they're going to need more oxygen. And so your heart is going to have to get more oxygen to those tissues. So that's the benefit of it. Now, if you were to just put on like a 2-pound to 5-pound weighted vest, would you feel a difference? Maybe not, but if you're wearing like a 10, 15, 20 pound weighted vest, like, that's where your body's like, whoa, now we're really working hard here and we have to step up to the plate. And even if you're someone who feels like you're carrying excess fat mass, like, you're not the body weight that you want to be right now, your body has actually adapted to that size, like, that load. Your heart has gotten used to it. Your muscles have gotten used to pushing the size of your body around. And so there was a moment in time where your body had to work a little harder to move you around, but now it has reached a new level of homeostasis. So even though you might be 15, 20 pounds overweight, you would still benefit from adding a 10, 15, 20 pound weight vest to your walks. Now, I will say that not every walk needs to be a fitness walk. I think this is the piece of the puzzle that not everybody is mentioning. It's this idea that every time you move your body, it needs to be moving the needle. Like, it needs to be pushing your body hard and pushing you into zones where you're creating a lot of progress. And I just don't agree with that. I think it's really important to show up for a strength training workout and give it your absolute best, but to also buffer that with gentle, lighter, low intensity walks that don't have that fitness purpose, where the purpose is just to rejuvenate you, to just relax, to just de-stress. I feel like most of us women don't have enough of that. Over the course of the day, we're constantly pushing and ramping up intensities where really what our body might need to lose any excess weight is to make sure that our stress levels are being managed well. And so putting out your high amounts of effort in the workout space and then making sure your walks are rejuvenating walks and relaxing walks could be the most beneficial thing for your body. Now, as far as tips of what to get, I don't have a weighted vest, and so I can't personally recommend something. If I do get a weighted vest, it'll probably be for my workouts. Like if I'm doing box jumps, if I'm doing push-ups, if I'm doing body weight movements, it might be kind of fun to add a weighted vest to those movements just to make them a little bit harder. I might not wear it when I go for my walks because I might want to keep my walks at a low kind of light intensity. But if you do choose to wear them for your walks, if you want to wear a weighted vest for your walk, ease into it. As with any type of training, you want to ease into it. So a great way to go about that is to pick a route, a walking route that your body's already familiar with, a distance that you already do on a regular basis, and just add the weighted vest to it, maybe only for half the time. So maybe you do your walk and it's only half the length that you normally do, and you try the weighted vest and just see how your body handles that. Wake up the next morning and be like, am I weirdly sore? Did that not feel comfortable? Did I change my gait mechanics somehow because I had this vest on? It's another thing to pay attention to. You don't want to change the way your body naturally moves because you have this piece of equipment on your body. Okay. So I would recommend a weight, I mentioned it already, but kind of in the 10, 15, 20 pound range. Anything lighter than that is not going to feel like it's doing much. It'll just be like a heavy coat. You might as well just wear a heavy coat. So it should feel like it's heavy and you actually are having to put out some effort to move it around. But ease into it, okay? Always, always, that is the best method when you're doing something new. And I will be sure to let you know if I end up getting myself a weighted vest. I might give you some ideas on movements that you can do with it, things other than just going for a walk. But, you know, this is one of those exercise gadgets that you don't necessarily need, but it's not going to be hurtful for your body. It could be helpful as long as you're not always thinking fitness, I gotta push, push, push all the time. You don't need that. Okay. All right, my friend, if this brought up any other question that you might have in your mind about really anything when it comes to your self-care, send it my way. I would love to answer it for you on an upcoming episode. So just go to vigeofit.com/ask and I will take care of you soon. Until next time, be strong.